Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 28th. God is a great King. I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Malachi 1, 14b. Eric's heart pounded as he followed his father toward a large display case in the center of the room. This was what he had been waiting for, ever since their plane landed in London 2 days ago. His dad had promised to bring him here to the Tower of London to see the British crown jewels, the crowns, scepters, and swords that had belonged to England's kings and queens through the centuries. Eric's mouth hung open as he stared at the gem-studded objects. Rubies, sapphires, emeralds, pearls, and diamonds gleamed from silver and gold settings. His father pointed to a huge heart-shaped diamond in one of the crowns. "That's the Star of Africa," he whispered, "the largest diamond in the world." "Dad," said Eric, "why do kings and queens have to wear such expensive stuff? I mean, aren't they afraid someone's going to steal all these things?" A guard standing near them cleared his throat and smiled at Eric. "That's why I'm here, young man," he said in a crisp British accent. "Our kings and queens are royalty. They deserve only the best our land has to offer. They wear these jewels because it's only fitting. They're kings and queens, you know. It's only fitting that they have the finest and the best." In the book of Malachi, God rebukes his people because they have not been bringing him the best and finest that they have to offer. Instead, they have been bringing lame and sick lambs. "Don't you understand," God tells them, "that I am a great king? All the nations fear my name?" Do you give God the finest and the best you have to offer? Do you give time to his word when you feel wide awake and alert? Or do you put off your devotions for times that you're rushed or tired? Do you sing songs and hymns to God as an act of worship? Or do you sing them without thinking about the words? Do you give God your complete attention when your pastor explains his word to you? Or do you put your whole heart into your chores, schoolwork, and other things he's given you to do? Remember that God is a great king. He deserves our finest and our best gifts. God is a great king who deserves the best we have to offer him. Am I giving God my best? Are there any areas in my life which I'm not giving him what he deserves as my king? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 28th.